It's about, I postponed the, said he had asked me about tomorrow, I don't know, I just, put it on Thursday, John, and the driver on tomorrow. Tomorrow, everyone that is, passionate here. Something, you know, it's down the car for us to get it across, God, we just had it, and, God, we'll be recording Jerry here, listen. Took your request for our, exchange, or, we just expressed our want, Carlos, not. You gotta keep these kind of officers the hell out, you know, it's not good, you understand why, Bob?
Get into real problems.
I just don't know. Lost the closure building in today, which they expected they would. They think they may get on Friday, how close to get on closer to 5930. Why they're gonna go get on, because others with different, to the Mansfield bird shifting over, and so it's because they, I don't understand how that works, I'm sure you do.
I don't have to worry about the works.
It severs the record by voting against it, and then.
Then all 30 guys, vice president, and they were in motion.
On the third attempt, they.
They crossed the river in their law.
Well, the Southerners, of course, given in now, because of what the votes have been on.
I went over with John, ideas too, and I voted my point to you about it, so now you're in a position about the use of conland.
Yep.
Sands and harbison and. Hey, that's a good term. Yes, I just hope that before I get down there, before Bo descends on me, that he has been cleared up on this can thing. See, he's the host of the room, he may have Bo. Ran along in the car.
No, he was, yeah, just stopped on. He told somebody or built something on wanting you to go to the game, which we didn't even know about.
Yeah.
We're really not taking them out with us. We're not taking the others because they're already out there.
Yeah. I'm going to his lunch.
We're taking a couple of our, John Scowley was born in Canada, Ohio.
Go in that area.
I'm taking roads along because of Ohio.
Sure.
Right in your secret.
Let's come back by the way.
And we're
gonna come back. I like to go. It's good. He's up. And I think he's, we need you on this. He's starting out to be quality, but so it's, I'm going to have to read that, this is really good, of the power of the Paul McGregor, and it's fun, it's fun. You lost that, we left you down or something, and it's a goddamn disaster, and I said, now listen to you, come on, you need to get some help. But he is remarkable, isn't he? He's his attitude, he's totally different from that of any congressional guy he had before. He doesn't look at the Congress as a...
He looks at it, he'd rather take on the fight and win himself than to come in and ask you to carry the load on it. And he's doing pretty well on it.
One good property is Alan Brown. You remember him in Spain?
Oh, yeah, sure.
George Murray's fan. He's bright, bright as hell, smart, and so forth. Conservative, but he's got a great acumen. Movie producing and that sort of thing, field, you know what I mean? And it just might be interesting to have him back in campaign activities or something. I know he'd do it, but just put him down with you for...
Sure.
For...
He's still in Spain, then?
He's in Spain. Or the SAR.
Yeah, I remember.
He's a great, very distinguished-looking guy, terribly intense, and very conservative. Mm-hmm. But he knows the movie business, and he would work his... he might have some exciting ideas. Bob, here's my feeling about these speeches. Let me say that, and I haven't read the others. I'll get it, I'm sorry. We have got to get this thing. I don't know what it is, but we've got to get it. We've got to get the quality of it. And the preparation of remarks and all that sort of thing, and all the suggestions. Some quality of faith in America that's ever revealed. And it doesn't need to be, they don't have to be worried about it being different, and doesn't it? And they don't have to worry about it being hard news. And I plead again, just the manager to tune on that, you know, if they can. But in my style, say that this reminded me of, but just saying it. But I think Reagan's got quite a team there, but I haven't seen any yet from that priest. What's the priest's name?
McCoff.
Andrews has, of the group that I have seen to date, has the best capability in this field. He tends to be rather emotional or idealistic. Doesn't mind that about it. Good for his sort of statements. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure about it. And I think Sapphire probably really got to handle it. He's such a bright guy, such a valuable property. Have you thought of moving him more into what he really wants? So he is, he understands.
He's moved on his story. He does none of your, or virtually none of the remarks, stuff, or anything like that. He'll take a major speech on a subject like he...
Yeah, well, I understand. It's a good job. I have a feeling that the radio series that we've been talking about, I think it's a good idea. But I just have a feeling that maybe we aren't thinking in terms that are really, really effective in terms of what the radio and the game is even. That then is just something else.
Well, I know that supplements some information given to you that I can do it.
Yeah,
I can talk to the group.
Why should I come out and say, here?
I know you have
a ship already.
McGregor thought it worthwhile that you read that, written by Ken.
All right.
Yeah, he's gonna take the Hoffman job.
Well, they'll do it next week.
Yeah, we will, but they...
Why are you having to do it?
Well, Henry and George Bush, our brothers all say you've got to.
Oh, he's not sure.
Why?
Doesn't mean he does. But I want him to then go by,
Or with you, or...
Well, I got, yeah, that common living, so that he'll know where the power is around here. Tell him how to call this. See, this one that he was ever asked about, I hope so. Maybe it was in the film long ago.
I think it was.
Well, that's the sense of the area. I hope that for Christ's sake, we haven't, that's sort of a point that should be clear.
I wanted to try to... This had been in the works.
Yes, it has.
We don't talk about it.
That Paul Hoffman, Secretary of the Leaders of the Bank of America, and I've been trying to get him. He did the foreign agent. He's agreed. He's accepted. He's agreed to accept it, but that I want to be sure that Conway has no objections to it. So that was clearly clear. And then that I feel that when he does accept, well, I don't know how we can affect him, but I want that he have Conway sit down and he call so that we can give him a signal as to what the hell we're going to do on this matter. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I wonder if you would sort of talk to George Bush about, I would think he would be giving, in his private meetings and so forth in New York, giving a good opportunity to talk. But I'm getting to the representation problem really about the China issue. It just occurred to me that he was at the meeting. Would you follow him tomorrow? You think just show that?
Let me do it, because it's... You're really talking about a New York society rather than in this
politics. Say, George, how's it going up there? Say it's going good here, you know, what are we doing? I want him to feel it here. And just say that despite all this business about the speculation, despite his position, that he is the one that can best make this idea of a leader of the world. I think if he could, for example, make a report to members of Congress, come down and see some members of Congress and tell them how enthusiastically this initiative has been. If it has been received among the United Nations, you know what I mean? How it's changed the whole situation. If he can make he can make talks privately to that subject. Say that these are this is the place where you can build up next to the world leader image. Old Henry's credit about me is trying like hell to destroy it. I had one thought on Charlie Ryan, who we've kind of looked for something here.
Yeah.
What he really ought to do, if he would, is one of those Tyson-type things, where he is an ambassador for the purpose of negotiating a particular thing. You know what I mean? He could do anything in the world, as far as I'm concerned. As a matter of fact, I don't know why he couldn't do that Panama Canal thing with Bob Anderson's partner out down there. I don't know whether he'd want to.
Okay, Charlie's...
You asked him that.
You might take a one shot.
No, I don't want him to take a permanent thing.
But I don't want 2 months later.
So you have a 2 month deal like Tyson. If I'd have thought of it earlier, I'd have put in there rather than Tyson, you know, that's a little bit of telecommunications or whatever it is. And it's Charlie Bag. But if you just keep your eye on it, tell planning to keep his eye open, not for something here, but something that has a title, that is substantive, that we need a damn good man to negotiate for us. John mentioned one thing for me. I think it's a small matter, and I had, without telling you, I was probably do it anyway. When I finished the Lakeside talk, I made it walk up the road to stick my nose in and say hello to George. You can't have the camp, you know what I mean? A caveman. It's very close.
do that? I got spontaneous, or shouldn't you?
I got so-and-so, I need you now, use this, and the president is not announcing this, because there'd be too damn many people that would come in, but he can tell, you know, he can tell the camp people that they can buy, you know, whatever they want, I'll come by every 20 minutes after the speech, go up to them, you know, they'll have a whole rack of people, I would rather have a rack than just those old guys that are next to that camp, is one of the oldest, at least there's, you know what I mean? Let's say the president just bought, got by, and he has to take off, and then when he can buy for a drink. Okay? Probably turn around, he was about to cruise.
Yeah.
On our business of the, we talked about the follow-up and so forth. It seems to me that in the political areas, we really have three people. Basically, you, Colson, and Ehrlich, who could do follow-up. I suppose you might add planning into that group, Christian.
Yes.
Yeah. He's, what I'm getting at is, I'm thinking about, you know, we've had times, there are times when I should meet with Ehrlich and Schultz, for example, but I'm thinking now of, basically, the sad nut cutters, followers, that's about it, isn't it? I mean, there are people with other weapons.
Yeah.
But you, Colson, Ehrlich, would you have money or not?
Yes.
You would have. Could he?
Yeah, but generally, yes. Because he really, he can. We're going to keep him here.
He is political. Well, I don't need to be on it. I'm just going to keep him.
Have
you? I'm just going to be on it. I think, well, frankly, I just told you, get another businessman to go over there to stay. We can find a fellow like this. Everybody can take a staff job. We certainly ought to be able to get somebody to take that job and stay. But I just think planning is too valuable to us politically to take the bail. Now, let's have planning in turn now. Have planning and just say that he feels he'd rather stay here because of his interest in politics. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, let's then get planning an end of the political anymore. And he likes it, and he's ballsy also on this economic sales job. But boy, that's I want you to rehaul these guys in terms of actually spread these things out a little more, and then let's really get things where we can follow up various fields. What I would do with Helen, the whole life Helen, I know he's liberal. I understood that when he told me that his other things, he couldn't be anything else. Because he basically was simply taking the line at a young person saying, well, the other side's all this way, I'm going to be this way. You know what I mean? And if you remember, it was about the war and things like that. But where I think his value is that he does speak from that part of the Ivy League intellectual generation that we might swing. You see what I mean? In other words, his idea about style and so forth, what deals and what doesn't. And of course, he's wrong. I mean, he's getting the hard-head stuff, emotional stuff. He's for more conversations and bull rides on Colorado and so forth. But that is something that I think people like Colson and you would ought to listen to. You ought to hear it. See, that's my point. And also, it occurred to me that he might be a bit to get him a specific project to work this, to work in the field there. What do you think? Is that something that Colson thinks is doable or not?
Colson thinks he would be disastrous because you couldn't revive.
Couldn't control it.
Yeah, he may be wrong.
Well, then keep him out of that. Colson thinks he's more of just an advisor. Colson shouldn't be.
Well, the advisor and writer. He's doing some damn good writing for congressmen or speakers out in the field, stuff like that on specific points. And he's good. He's very bright, of course.
Yes.
And writes very well. But I want to get... I would see Ray knows him pretty well and would evaluate him totally differently than Chuck does. That,
right. Right, get Ray's
evaluation. Ray's back on him again, too.
And Ray may sure it'll be right or not.
I'm ready on that.
Ready on that, sir. Yes, I am. Got a problem with that, the Buchanan reports that the Reich, whatever that is, met secretly in New York on Monday with tight, very tight security, and today they're distributing a suspension of support document for the president. They pass over domestic policy, pretty much. They hit inflation, unemployment, welfareism, and so on, but they focus on foreign policy. Their complaints are the lack of American response to German policy toward the Soviets, the lack of response to the Soviet buildup in the Mediterranean, the initiatives toward China without visible concessions on Peking's part, but above all, the lack of American response to the Soviet conventional and strategic arms buildup. They praise the president for standing up to those who wanted to abandon South Vietnam, etc. They extend all manner of personal courtesies, but then they indicate they are suspending support of the president. They leave the door open to political opposition in the primaries, but don't ask for political support right now. The problem is that the signers include members of six conservative organizations or publications, including Bill Buckley. And that's what kind of bothers Pat, I think. But Buckley, Burnham, Meyer, and Rusher from National Review, Winter and Riskin for Human Events, Mahoney for the New York Conservative Party, Teague for the YAS, Anthony Harrigan for the Southern Industrial Conference, John Jones for the American Conservative Union, and Neil McCaffrey for the Conservative Book Club. There were others present also. Some pushed for a primary candidate, but they're looking at this as a two-step arrangement, not asking politicians to step forth to clear the field. Jim Buckley's people did not participate. And Pat says others he knows of did not because the security was bad on earlier meetings. Impact, he thinks, will be to energize the conservatives outside of Congress. We should give some considerations to how to handle. Do we use Reagan and Jim Buckley as our spokesman? Whether we should low-key it, ignore it, work quietly, or what. The problem is the press will be all over the hill asking for off-the-record comments if they can't get on the record ones. It's going to see if you can get a better listening. Who was there? He's curious just whether Cliff White was there, because there's nobody involved so far who was, is a political operator.
Yeah. I think this is a problem.
See that there are two.
But that's predictable, I think. It's,
this, the Soviet arms buildup is a line they've been hammering on, and they'll get some congressional backing on that.
They've got some congressional backing, but they can't get any votes. That's not a problem.
That's right.
Who the hell can you get ABM? You know, I was in the back report today, Christ almighty, where the hell have I been holding that? And they're so, it's so short-sighted. But you do, I think you better get it, you better tell Henry that he's got to get on the Bill Buckley thing right away, you know. And,
yep.
And, but because he's Bill Buckley and on what we're doing on the, you know, on the arms thing. They don't understand, Buckley must understand, whether it's solid or whether it's Britain, or whether it's in our arms closing, whether it's in our fights with the congressmen, and they think all these fights are about, what do they think the first Mansfield Amendment was about?
So, yeah.
What in the name of God do they think we're doing?
Exploit this center stereo, if you're going to exploit it, you can't have it.
Jack Edwards, Otto Passman, people like that, and they're all for this. I mean, the political conservatives, Reagan, you know, they aren't jumping on this sort of thing.
Yeah.
For their positive reasons, hell, they look at polls, hospitals, divisions. But we cannot,
including Jim Buckley,
huh?
Including Jim Buckley.
Sure. Jim Buckley knows it. Oh, Christ, he'd be driven out of New York. I mean, they just chill on this thing. But I think that Henry should get to Bill Buckley and say, now look, you're being a goddamn fool here. We don't want a responsible fellow. He should have brought us support there. But hell, human events and all that, they'll react around. And it isn't all that important about all that sure.
Plus,
what do you think?
Yeah, Pat.
That probably doesn't exist. He doesn't.
Well, he's not at all panicky.
He should have said, hand. But
he says, why don't you let
Pat in on the game? We've got to keep Pete King feeling that there is opposition on the right, or otherwise, we just go there. Because they'll think everybody in this country is for it, and I have no other choice. We also want the Russians to let there's some opposition on the right. But Bill Buckley will say the hell out of it. He's the only name on there that burns a bit of all, but all these guys are basically what they are, they're doctrinaire rights. You know, and but it's very negative. I said for months that, you know, I told you that. I said, well, Pat, do they ever mention Cambodia? Do they ever mention Laos?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Sure. They say, that's fine, Pat.
But why don't you do more, right? The right position in American politics is not on that fine side. The right position, sure, right where I am, you know, it's in the middle, but to the right of center, is not George Wilson's side either. Got to just tilt a little to the right center at this point. Would you agree? But on the other hand, we've got to keep responsible people the hell out of it. That's a silly goddamn position. We got the hell out of it. Nuts, you know, they're all looking around at our meetings after having been barricaded to the left and bombarded by, you know, the right wingers around them. They're silly.
Well, again, we have, you know, yapping out of San Clemente.
I know. The regular American flag.
Yeah. Go sell out to China.
I'm not concerned about it for this reason. They just haven't got a choice at this point. They will not have either.
They would have overpicked Reagan. Cramped up.
Tell Henry also to be sure that we keep Reagan from causing the repudiating this sort of thing. Might get Reagan in for that reason, but Henry romancing all the other side of the transplant.
That's why I think you've got to see Reagan if it works out for him.
Also, tell him also because he's asking you ought to get Goldwater.
Right.
Got that. Yeah. I'd hit him very hard and just say, no, Henry, you cannot have take what the government does. We don't want to be responsible about it.
You don't mean I.